If you guys could keep the children in for a little bit longer, I've got something, a video for them to see. If you could hold the children in for just a little bit.
请你们让孩子在大堂里多留一会儿，一会儿一起看一个短片。
We'll wait for the children. They didn't know this, so. And if you all could dim the lights in the back or turn off the lights so we can see the video. Charlie Brown as a youngster, and he was one of my favorite cartoons to watch.
我长大的时候有一个叫 Charlie Brown 的就是漫画家，所以我是长大一直看他的漫画，觉得很有意思。
And on this specific episode, Charlie Brown is trying to find what is the purpose of Christmas.
在我们将要看这段短片里边 ，Charlie Brown。他问到这个问题，我们就 Christmas 圣诞节的意义到底是什么？
Well, he's got a wonderful friend named Linus who explains Christmas to him.
他有一个非常好的朋友叫 Linus， 给他解释圣诞节是什么意思。
So we're going to watch what Linus says.
我们一起来看一下 Linus 说了一些什么。
And if you can turn the lights off, that would be good, so we can see a little better.
我们把灯稍微按一下，所以可以看得更清楚一些。
Well, we tested it before the service.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night.And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid, and the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.Shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you.
Okay, the children can be dismissed.
刚才这一段是读的是路加福音二章八章到十四节的经文。
Well, Linus did a pretty good job explaining what Christmas was about to Charlie Brown.
Linus, Linus 很好地解释了 Christmas 是什么，圣诞节是的什么意思。
And then you go ahead and read Luke chapter 2. And then we're going to have Luke chapter 2 read in Chinese.
Okay, 下面我读一下路加福音二章八到十四节。在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊的人，夜间按着更次看守羊群。有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
Some might ask, can we really experience peace on earth?
有些人可能会问到，我们真的能在世界上经历平安吗？
I do believe, as Christians, we can experience peace.
我坚信，作为一个基督徒，我们能够在这世界上经历平安。
Peace on earth and goodwill toward men.
在世上有平安，对人充满美好的意愿。
These things can't be bought or sold.At the store or bought on the internet.
这些东西不能在商店或在互联网上能够购买或者出售。
These things come from within.
这些事情是从一个人内心所发出来的。
We're going to look at some of those things within us as Christians that we can achieve, to be the kind of people that God would have us to be and what we probably already are and don't realize it.
今天我们一起来看看，作为基督徒，神赐给我们那些礼物，赐给我们的礼物，让我们如何能够过一个圣洁，让神喜悦的生活。
I want a show of hands. Who has started Christmas shopping yet?
大家举下手，谁开始了圣诞节的购物
？If you started Christmas shopping,
如果你已经开始圣诞节购物，大家举一下手。
It looks like we have a lot of procrastinators.
看上去大家有很多拖来拖去、拖到最后一分钟的人啊。
We have a lot of last-minute shoppers.
我们有些人一直等到最后一分钟才去买圣诞节礼物。
One of the great things about Christmas is shopping for a gift for that special someone.
在圣诞节这个时候，一个最奇妙的一件事就是为你那个生命中非常特别的一个人，为他买你精心预备的礼物。
And seeing the excitement when that person opens up a package and they get something that we have given them.
所以你会看到，当你把那个礼物给他的时候，他开礼物那一瞬间，他的惊喜和惊讶，你心里有莫大的满足。
Now, Karen and I went shopping on Black Friday.
Karen 和我在黑色星期五早上连夜出去进行的圣诞节购物。
And you might say, Pastor, how did you have time to go on Black Friday to go shopping?
你们可能会问牧师，你在黑色星期五早上怎么可能有时间出去买东西呢
？Well, I was on vacation.
我想跟大家说，那时候我在休假。
And I didn't know this, but Black Friday, a lot of it starts at midnight.
我一开始不知道，但是在黑色星期五是从午夜就开始了。
And we thought maybe we'll go.
我们想想，也许如果商店开得这么早，我们可能会去。
So we shopped until 11 p.m. till 2 in the morning.
所以我们从星期四晚上的11点一直买东西买到了凌晨的2点。
And you would have thought it was Hong Kong.
你会感觉到出去买东西就像在香港一样。
I mean, everyone was out.
街上满是人，大家都出来购物。
And I got to go shopping for my family members who we spent Thanksgiving with, my mom and dad and brothers and sisters.
我出去可以为我们家人准备给我们家人购物，因为在感恩节的时候，我和我的父母一起度过这个感恩节。
And during our Thanksgiving, we were staying in what they call timeshare, and so it had an exercise area.
在我们过感恩节的地方，有一个叫那种大家有一个特殊叫 timeshare 的一个。度假的一个方式，他们在那个地方度假，那里边有一个锻健身中心。
And you're wondering how does this relate to shopping? I'll get to that.
我想给大家解释一下，大家会想这和你买东西有什么关系？我马上会解释。
Well, as I spent some time with my mom, she was concerned that my dad needs to exercise.
当我和我妈妈过了待了一段时间，然后我意识到我妈妈觉得我爸爸应该开始锻炼了。
So I said, Dad, let's go exercise in the gym. So we exercised for about half an hour.
所以我跟我的父亲说，哎，咱们去锻炼吧。所以我们到了健身房锻炼大概30分钟。
So one of the things I bought for my dad when I was shopping late at night was an exercise outfit.
所以那天在半夜出去买东西，我为我父亲买了一套锻炼的服装。
And I, of course, I had to get one for me too because I need to exercise too.
当然我也得给我自己买一套，因为我也需要锻炼。
And then I went to another really cool shop called Wilson's Leather.
我之后呢又上了另外一个非常非常棒的一个商店叫 Wilson Leather.
And they had all kinds of cool leather things.
那个店大家知道的话里边有很多的皮货。
From wallets to purses to just all kinds of cool stuff.
有从钱包到女士的手袋，各种各样的皮包在里边都有卖。
And so I bought my most...special person, my wife, Karen, a purse.
所以我给我的生命中最特别的那一位人 Karen 买了一个钱，买了一个手袋。
And my mom and my sister a purse.
我也给我的妈妈和我的姐姐也买了一个手袋。
Now, since we're not going to see them at Christmas, I got to wrap up their gifts and give it to. I went ahead and gave Karen an early gift, and then my mom and my sister, and then my dad.
因为我们在圣诞节的时候可能不会和他们在一起过，所以呢，我就准备好把这些礼物呢提前给他们。也就是说，我给 Karen 首先把这个圣诞节礼物先给他，也把那些给我父亲、母亲和姐姐的礼物也提前送给了他们。
And it was so much fun to see them open their gifts. It was so exciting.
我在看到他们开礼物那一瞬间，那种惊喜让我心里真是非常的高兴。
Now that was nice, but what I'm going to talk about is way, way better, gift that God gave us.
那是一个非常非常喜悦、非常非常好的一瞬间。但是今天我想跟大家讲的是远远比这个更好的一个礼物。
What was the gift that God gave us?
神给我们的礼物是什么呢
？Many would say He gave us His only begotten Son.
也许有人会讲，他把他唯一的爱子送给了我们。
And of course, that's right.
当然，你们这样说是对的。
Others would say he gave us his love.
有些人会说他给了我们他的爱。
And of course that would be right too.
当然这也是对的。
But he gave us the opportunity for the forgiveness of our sins.
但是最重要的，耶稣给了我们赦罪的机会。
In Jesus Christ, God gave us the opportunity for the forgiveness of our own sins.
他给了我们赦免我们自己罪的机会。
See, we'll never have peace with men unless we have peace with ourselves.
我们大家来看，我们不可能和我们的同胞有很好的平安的关系，平安相处，直到我们和我们自己能够平安相处。
And we'll never have peace with ourselves until we're at peace with God.
我们呢，能够和，如果是想和自己能够平安相处，我们的前提是必须要和神能够平安相处。
And we'll never have peace with God until our sins have been forgiven.
我们如果想和神平安相处，这个前提是什么呢？就是直到我们的罪能够得到赦免。
Now the English group we meet at my house on Thursday nights about every 2 weeks.
在我们英文团契，每个星期四晚上在我们家有聚会。
And this is a very spiritual group.
这是一个非常属灵的一个团契。
We start by eating pizza.
我们开始呢，一起来吃 pizza。
And drinking Mountain Dew and Pepsi.
喝 Mountain Dew 和 Pepsi.
So that we understand all the spiritual things we need to.
所以那给我们能量，能够准备我们来了解那些属灵的事情。
Well, right now we're studying a book by C.S. Lewis.
现在呢，我们正在学习 C.S. Lewis 的一本书。
And it's called Mere Christianity.
名字叫《纯粹的基督徒》。基督徒。
If you haven't read the book, I would recommend it. It's a wonderful book.
如果你还没读过这本书，我非常建议你去读一读，是一个非常棒的一本书。
And one of the things that we discussed there was until a person repents of their sins, they cannot receive true peace through the Holy Spirit.
我们讨论的一个话题就是说，只有当一个人真正的悔改了他的罪，他是不能够借着圣灵获得真正的平安。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 17,It says, but he who unites himself with the Lord is one with him in spirit.
在哥林多前书六章十七节讲到， 但与主联合的便是主与主成为一灵。
You have to be united with Christ through His Spirit, the Holy Spirit.
你必须是 与基督成为一体，通过圣灵来成为一体。
I recently heard about a cookbook that was recalled.
我最近听说了一件 奇怪的事，就是一本食谱被召回。
Now I know we have a lot of cooks here. Have you ever heard about a cookbook that was recalled?
我知道我们在座的有很多人都是很棒的厨师。你们有没有听过一个食谱会被召回？
Now many of the people here work for the auto industry, and they kind of probably get nervous when there's a recall, especially if they had their hands in it.
我们很多的弟兄姊妹可能在汽车公司工作，当有汽车被召回的时候，大家可能都会很紧张。
Now a car is complicated, so we can kind of understand why there were recalls.
那车很复杂，我们大概能够想象到为什么车可能会有被召回。
But a cookbook being recalled.
但是一个菜谱。你怎么能够想象，但是菜谱能够会被召回
？I'd never heard about this.
我从来没听见过这样的事情。
Well, the cookbook was recalled because one of the recipes left out an important ingredient.
这本食谱被召回的主要的原因就是中间有一个配方没有包括一个非常重要的成分。
And the producers of this book realized that if someone followed the directions, that recipe that they left out in the ingredients, that it would blow up in their face. Not a good thing.
这个食谱的印刷商意识到，如果有人真的是遵循这个配方，没有加上那个没列出来的成分来做这个东西的话，这些配方配在一起，可能会造成不可想象的后果。
So because of that danger, they pulled it off the shelves.
正是因为有这个可潜在的危险，所以他们把这个菜整个这个食谱这本书全召回。
See, God has given us a recipe for our life.
你们看，上帝给了我们一个生命的配方。
He says, "Do you want peace? This is the recipe."
他说你想要平安吗？这就是配方。
Find forgiveness through Jesus Christ.
这就是通过找到耶稣基督得到宽恕。
Live according to my rules and my principles.
照我的原则和规则来生活。
Through the Word of God.
来遵循神的话语。
And the ingredients makes it all possible.
这个配方呢，让我们能够。真的生命得到平安，这个才有了希望，才有了可能。
But if you leave out some of the ingredients or stick to some other ingredient, like the world, you could have a lot of danger in your life.
那想象一下，如果你漏下一些重要的成分，来替代上一些其他 ，for example， 比如像一些世界上的一些成分，后果会是怎么样呢
？Life can blow up in your face.
生活可能在你面前变得一塌糊涂。
Now it doesn't mean as Christians that surprises don't happen, of course.
对基督徒来讲，并不是说我们生命中不会遇到一些突然的事件。
But I believe that many people today that have hopeless, depressed lives, it's due to a lack of God in their life.
但我坚信，今天的生命活中，我们知道很多非常抑郁无望的人，他们的其中的一个原因，就是因为他们的生命中没有神。
They're following the wrong recipe for their life.
他们遵循了一个错误的食谱来走这一个生命。
It's very important as Christians that we do not follow the recipes of this world.
对于我们基督徒来讲，非常重要的一件事情就是我们不要遵循这个世界的配方来走我们的生命的旅途。
Last night it was just an awesome scene here with the youth group.
昨天晚上我们的青年人聚会简直是一个非常美妙的时刻。
We had a live band and then we had a live rapper, Christian rapper.
昨天晚上我们有一个就是现场的一个音乐会，同时而有一个是有一个基督教的一个 rapper 在这当场演出。
Now I don't even have a beat, so I can't even mimic what they did last night.
我没有这个才干来模仿昨天晚上他们做的那些演出。
But it was great.
但是我可以告诉你们，那是非常非常棒的。
But the guest speaker that came and spoke, he talked about how many Christians live their life like their Christian life like a microwave. They want to stick it in and get it out in 1 minute.
昨天我们请的那个讲员，他分享的一个信息就是说，今天的很多基督徒的生活，就想像一个微波炉一样，把这个东西放进去，然后拿出来就好了。
They want to experience the wonderful blessings of God, But they want it to only take a minute.
他们想经历神给他们预备的这么多的奇妙，但是他们只想花一分钟的时间。
But see, God is like a pot roast. You let it cook for a long time, and you put lots of good ingredients in it. God wants us to slowly cook. He doesn't want us to just think we're going to get something in 1 minute, a 1 minute microwave trip.
你看神呢，对我们来讲，就是并不是像那样微波炉那样的快餐，而是用一个慢火慢炖的那一锅肉。你想想看，你要放很多的配方在里边，慢慢的炖，耐心的等待，这样的话，那出来的食物才简直是美妙不可言。
See, God has many gifts for us, but we have to realize that it's a transformation. It means we have to change.
神给我们很多的礼物，也就是说，神让我们变，那种生命的改变，神让我们来改变。
And I would say, for the most part, all of us, including myself, do not like this part.
我很诚实跟大家讲，可能和大家都分和我们有和我同样的想法，就是这个变化这一部分确实是我很不喜欢的。
But to experience God, we have to be transformed and changed into His will, not our own.
但是真正的去经历神，我们必须要被神变化来改变，所以我们可以经历他给我们的安排，给我们的旨意。
But the wonderful thing is that He gave us the gift. He gave us a baby.Jesus. And in that came forgiveness and salvation.
但是这非常奇妙的一件事情是他给我们了一个非常美妙的礼物，也就是他的给我们了一个婴孩。在这个婴孩中给我们一个救，这个婴孩是我们的救主，在从他里我们可以得到宽恕和救赎。
And the second thing is that God offers help for us today in our lives.
第二点我想分享就是说神给我们每天生活提供帮助。
I want you to picture the shepherds sitting out on the hillsides, watching sheep all night long.
我想大家想象一下，在那个圣诞节的夜晚，这个牧羊人坐在山坡上，整夜的在看着羊。
Can you run the next slide? They were poor, with not much prospect of a better life.
他们这些牧羊人非常的贫穷，大概也没有什么希望能够得到更好的生活。
Life was very difficult and challenging for them. They lived in the open air.
对他们来讲，生活是非常艰难，充满了挑战。他们在旷野中生活。
They were like nomads. Nomads, like people that, like gypsies that travel. I mean, yeah.
他们就像那些流浪的人，没有一个固定的居所。
They didn't have much hope for a better life.
他们没有多大的希望能够改变他们的生活会变得更好。
But then there was one glorious night as they sit on the hillsides.
然后呢，在那一个荣耀的夜晚，当他们坐在山坡上的时候
，There was an incredible announcement.
有一个非常非常难以让人置信的公告。
Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord.
今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
And then suddenly everything changed for our world.
突然间一切都改变了。
God had become real to them.
神在那一时刻变得这么的真实。
And God had came to help them.
神来到世间帮助他们。
To be their savior.
成为他们的救主。
And to bring peace on earth and goodwill to men.
带来世界上的平安，给人们带来良好的祝愿。
On the other end of the continuum were the wise men.
在这个世界连续事件的另一端就是那些智者
The Magi, these were people with power and influence.
那些智者贤士也就是这些有权力权威和财富的人
But yet there was an emptiness that they carried themselves in their own lives.
他们在他们尽管他们有很多的财富和权威但他们生命中有一种空虚
And when they saw that star, they started to follow it. They realized they needed something too.
当他们看到那颗星他们意识到他们一定要跟着这颗星来追求寻找他们所需要的东西。
Do you know people in your life that walk around empty?
你认不认识有些人在这世界上行走心里充满了空虚
Maybe today you have an emptiness in your own life.
也许今天你心里边有一个空虚需要被填满。
And the only thing that can fill That void, that emptiness is Jesus Christ.
来填满那个空虚，唯一可以做到的就是耶稣基督可以来填满。
People in this world come from many different places.
这个世界上的人来自不同的地方。
Some have wealth and some have power.
有些人拥有财富，有些人拥有权力。
Some are poor and some are very weak.
有些人非常贫穷，有些人非常软弱。
But see, even the most powerful, the most money, and the most poor, they both need a savior.
但不管他们是贫穷，有权利，他们是富足，有权利，或者是贫穷，软弱，他们都需要这个耶稣基督。
And one of the saddest things that the world walks around with is not knowing how to fill this emptiness in their own life.
在这世界上最悲惨的一件事情，就是当人们在这世界上行走，不知道如何填补心里的这块空白，这块空虚。
And we're the light that can share the good news of Jesus Christ, so they don't have to live that way anymore.
当他们，我们可以向他们分享耶稣基督的好消息，所以他们不需要永远的这样的行走，有带着那块空虚在这个世上过完这个生活。
Christ has given us a promise that when He fills us with the Holy Spirit, He gives us all we need.
耶稣给我们这个应许，就是当他把我们的心里充满了圣灵，我们就不需要任何，我们没有，不会再有任何的空虚。
Now, with Christmas, a lot of times, people are kind of extra nice, aren't they?
圣诞节的时候，很多人会超出寻常的，变得非常好，对人非常好。
Now, if you wait till the day before to buy your gifts, you might not be so nice because you're going to have to be out there with the crowds.
如果你等到那一天最后一分钟去买那些礼物，你可能不会变得非常的慈善，因为你和那么多人在一起争着去买礼物，所以心里会很烦躁。
But I want to mention or share a story about a couple, a missionary couple from Australia in China, in mainland China. They work in an orphanage there. And Karen and I and our family were blessed to be able to be a part of their ministry work there.
我想跟大家分享一对宣教士，他们是从澳大利亚的 Charles 来，他们在中国办了一个孤儿院。Karen 和我呢，在那里边非常有幸的参与他们的服事。
These people illustrate what James talks about taking care of orphans and widows.
这些人用他们的实际行动向我们展示了圣经中雅各书所告诉我们的照顾孤儿和寡妇们。
This couple, and they're still over there. They've been over there for about 10 years now.
这一对夫妇，他们现在还是在中国，他们已经在那儿大概有十年多的时间。
And they've raised their kids here and there in China.
他们在中国把他们的孩子养大。
And the work that they do so touched our hearts because they work with the throwaways of society. They work with kids that have Down syndrome, that are retarded, the people that nobody wants anymore.
他们做的这个事工真的深深地触动了我们的心。他们的孤儿院帮助很多有病和那些有智障的儿童，这些孩子被社会考虑，被社会看为那些不需要的人，被遗忘的人群。
I remember going with Kirsten to the orphanage one day, and we were in the upstairs, and they were using coal down in the bottom floor, and the windows were open, and there was a lot of soot in the building.
我记得有一次我和 Kirsten 去这个孤儿院。我们上二楼，那个在一楼呢是用煤来生火。你可以想象到，我们那个窗户都是开着，但是屋里面因为用煤生火的话，有很多的煤烟。
Kirsten needed some help feeding some retarded children, and so I got to feed this boy that couldn't feed himself a banana.
Kirsten 当时呢需要一些帮助，就是喂养那些有智障的孩子，这些孩子不能够自己进食。
Now, to me, this was an amazing thing. This couple were committed to, they didn't even, if you think about it, they're not even living in China. They transplanted their family from Australia to China so that they can take care of the needs of children.
让我深深感动的一件事情就是这对夫妇把他们的一生 献给了中国。想象一下，他们都不是中国人，他们把自己拔根从澳大利亚起来，举家迁到中国，在那里扎根，是为了照顾这些被社会遗弃的人。
What would make somebody want to do this?
是什么能够让这些人能够放弃自己来做这样一个奇妙伟大的一件事呢？
It's Jesus Christ working in their heart. They can't help but do something.
这是耶稣基督在他们心里边做工，让他们意识到他们必须要做一件事情来做帮助这些人。
These folks understood what transformation meant. They let God transform their lives so that they would be able to help others in need.
这些人深刻地意识到改变生命的改变是什么，是怎样一回事。他们允许神进到他们的生命中，对他们生命进行彻底的改变。
A lot of times,And I don't want to do this today. I don't want to beat you over the head.
很多时候呢，我今天不想这样，我不想拿一根棍子在你们头上敲。
And give you another sermon where you have to go home thinking bad about yourself.
给你另外一个就是给我另外一个讲道，让你们回家感到自己真是什么都不如，非常非常的沮丧。
See.We are hard on ourselves. We're our worst critic.
你们看，大家意识到，我们对我们自己其实是最充满了挑剔。我们是我们自己最大的一个我们最知道我们自己哪一点不好。
And sometimes we don't give ourselves credit for the good relationship that we have with our Lord Jesus Christ.
有的时候，我们没有给我们自己足够的鼓励，说我们有些身上好的地方呢。我们还是贬低自己，没有给我们身上自己更好的评价。
See, if you have Jesus Christ in your heart today, you are transformed.
今天你有耶稣基督在你的心里边，你已经被改变。
But God does want us to continue to be transformed. Not the microwave, 1 minute. He wants us to go into the slow roaster.
神让我们今天不是让我们的一步的改变，而是让我们一直持续这个过程，慢慢的一直在被改变，不是进到微波炉里几分钟就完事的事情，而是进到那种慢的慢煮锅里头，一点点的炖，一点点的焖。
And the end result is blessing from our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个最终的结果就是我们从神来的祝福。
Doesn't mean your bank account's going to be bigger, though.
这不一定是说你的银行的账户会钱越来越多。
It might go down a little bit.
你的银行账户有的时候可能会稍微的更少一点钱。
But when you experience that closeness to Jesus Christ, there is no better blessing that you can receive from Him.
但当你真的亲身的感受到你和神之间的那种亲密、那种祝福，你会意识到这世间没有任何的其他祝福和礼物是你想要的，这是最好的。
Point number three, one last thing.
第三点。
God gave us Christmas, and He gave us hope for the future.
神给我们圣诞节，神给我们对将来的希望。
What kept the shepherds going?
你想象是什么让那些牧羊人坚持往前走
？It was hope.
是他们充满了希望。
What brought you to America?
是什么把你带到了美国？
It was probably hope.
也许是一个新的希望。
And when the Messiah came, everything would be right again, and we can put our hope in Jesus Christ today.
当弥赛亚救世主来的时候，一切都会，世界都会好了起来，我们就可以把我们的希望放在神身上。
What kept the wise men going?
是什么让那些智者向前追求，那些哲人
？It was also hope.
也是希望。
They were in search of the heavens, looking for the star of promise.
这种希望敦促他们每天到外面搜索星空。
And they knew when they saw it that they needed to follow that star.
当他们找到那颗承诺之星，他们知道他们一定要追寻那颗星。
And it led them to the promised king.
这颗星带领他们来到那个。为我们所承诺的新的国王的诞生
，The birth of a king，
是我们那个新的救主的诞生。
So hope kept them going，
希望让他们一直追求。
God brings us hope at Christmas time.
神在圣诞节为我们带来了希望。
An impossible dream, peace on earth.
是一个不可能的梦想，也就是在世界上有和平，善意待人。
Goodwill toward men.
善意待人与人。
Maybe this seems impossible.
也许这看上去真是一个不可实现的，不可能的事情。
There's wars and rumors of wars.
现在总是有战争或者关于战争的谣言。
There's famines and there's poor and there's hungry.
有贫穷，有饥饿，有些人一直在受着饥饿的折磨。
And we'll always, I believe, have this until Jesus Christ comes back.
我相信直到耶稣再来的时候，这些事情会一直在存在。
I mean, just think about Israel right now, the missiles being launched into their country.
就现在看看现在的以色列导弹在发射到他们的家园里边。
There's killing and they're terrified as people destroy their way of life.
他们有的人被杀戮，他们生活充满了恐怖，整个这一切摧毁了他们原有的生活方式。
And again, the Jews are under fire.
And again, 就是这些犹太人一直是
Yeah, like they're like World War II, they're under persecution.
又一次我们看到这些犹太人就像在二战期间一样又受到了重新的迫害。
So where does it come from?
平安从哪里来呢？
The peace comes only from Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit.Is the one that gives us that peace that we have.
平安只能从主耶稣基督而来，圣灵才能为我们带来这个平安。
And our hope is when Jesus comes back one glorious day, and he rescues those believers.
我们的希望是当耶稣基督再来的时候，他会救赎他的子民，救赎那些相信他的人。
Then the dream will be fulfilled.
那个时候，这个梦想是真正的可以实现。
Peace and goodwill for all eternity will come.
平安和这些美好的意愿直到永远。
But isn't this what Jesus did?
这不正是耶稣所做的吗？
See, you don't have to die for your sins.
你不需要为你自己的罪而死。
Jesus did it for you.
耶稣替我们而死。
He gives you a heavenly home.
他给了你天上的家。
He's preparing a place for you.
他正在那里为你做准备。
Jesus made all the difference.
耶稣基督带来这一切的不同。
See, God wrapped up a gift and he gave it to us.
神包起了一个礼物，把这个礼物给了我们。
But the thing is even though he gave that gift, it's not a gift until you receive the gift.
他给了我们那个礼物，你看到他给我们礼物的时候，这个礼物不成礼物，直到我们在接受礼物的瞬间，才是真正的这个礼物。
And so at Christmas, this is the time to give physical gifts.
在圣诞节这个季节，是我们给这种物质的礼物的时候。
But it's also the time that we can give the gift of Jesus Christ to others.
这也是我们可以把耶稣基督这个礼物，珍贵的礼物送给其他人的时候。
And that's what makes all the difference.
这是给人生命中带来最大不同的一点。
And we eagerly wait for him to come and see what he will do.
我们急切等待耶稣的再来，看他能做些什么。
So God offers that gift again this morning.
神今天早上又给我们送来了这个礼物。
And he opens his arms waiting for us.
他展开双手等着我们接受。
The peace comes through the Holy Spirit.
是从圣灵而来。
And we stand at the cross, like this picture, and some of us might be scratching our heads, should we come to Jesus Christ?
我们今天站在这个十字架的一端，有些人可能在挠头，我应该接受耶稣基督吗？
And I would encourage you to receive.The greatest gift of all, and that's Jesus Christ in your life.
我今天鼓励你接受这个你一生中可以得到的最美妙的礼物，也就是接受耶稣基督。
So Jesus gave us the opportunity for the forgiveness of our sins.
所以耶稣给了我们这个机会，能够我们的罪得救赎。
Jesus Christ lives within us and helps us today.
耶稣基督住在我们心里边，每一天帮助我们，他现在正在帮助我们。
And God gives us the hope for the future.
神给我们对将来的希望。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you've given us.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你给我们这一天。
A day to celebrate your birth.
这一天我们来庆祝你的诞生。
Lord, for those that know you, I pray that we would seek after transformation.
我为那神，我祝福我的祷告，为我们那些认识你的人，我们能够在生命中寻求改变。
Yeah, there's usually a little pain involved.
我们知道改变都是有痛苦跟随。
But the blessing that you have for us is so great.
但是你给我们的祝福，预备的祝福是多么的大。
Lord God, for those that don't know you as Lord and Savior.
神啊，对那些还没有认识你的人。
I pray that they would step in to run to you on the cross.
我祷告，就是他们可以跑向你，通过这个耶稣基督的十字架跑向你。
Lord, you're waiting for them, and your arms are open to receive them.
神，我们知道你在等待，你的双臂等你跑来。
Lord, I pray that if anyone wants to come to know you today, that they would talk to a deacon or a friend or a pastor today.
我今天祷告，如果我们会众中有哪一些想接受你，我鼓励他们在会后和我们的执事、和我们的牧师和一些同工，进行更深的交谈。
Lord, I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们以耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.